The Marlins take on the Cubs Friday. They welcome back Martin Prado to the lineup. Jose Urania starting. We pick it up in the second inning with Cubs starter John Lackey getting some great defense behind him.
Sends that one into left field, and it's caught there by John Jay. Then you'll knock one into left and think you got a hit. Stanton gets into that one, drills it to center field, and out of here.
Giancarlo with his 19th of the season. And the Marlins strike first. They take a 1-0 lead against Lackey in the third. The 1-2, two-out pitch to Happ, and it's taken for strike three called.
Strike three called on Addison Russell.
Bouncer over the middle. Gordon's got it. Out there. Out there. Nice double play. D. Gordon. Jay with a bunt and a good one. Prado tested. Bare hand. Passes the test with a gorgeous throw to first. Double play ground ball has been big for the Marlins tonight. Ground ball, Prado, Gordon, got a double play. Ball game.
The Marlins get just three hits, but they make it count in a 2-0 shutout Friday over the Cubs. Here's Miami manager Don Mattingly after the game.
Well, I think you see a guy that's pitching more. We know the power's there. You see him using his changeup. He's using his slider. We still want to continue to improve, but he's using them, and at least makes you think as a hitter. And I think it's the one thing that Jose's been able to do is he'll continue throwing his change, he'll throw his slider, and as a hitter, he's getting to the point where you just can't think you're always going to get a fastball, and it's making him a lot different. If he gets it, it's going to go, and I think that's the one thing you always see with G is when he gets strikes and covering the area that we think he should cover. And not trying to cover too much, he's going to do damage. Well, that was kind of our combination last year. And, getting and Zig and Taz this year, we thought they'd be a bigger part of the back end. That hasn't kind of worked out for us, but all of a sudden we've had Harlan step up, who gives us a combination with Witt. Those guys have given us some quality, seventh inning type stuff where you're getting to those back guys when they're not strong. The main thing is really being able to try to keep those guys rested as much as we can back there so we can do what we did tonight.
Jose Urania started for the Marlins. He scatters five hits over six innings to pick up his fifth straight win. Here's Urania after the game.
We just got out there and be patient, try to think, get it out pitch by pitch, because any pitch you make in there count. Any free pitch for nobody.
When you went out for the seventh, were you surprised when they came and got you out?
No, because, I couldn't stay for two more hitters. Even, if the pitcher come out to hit, maybe they go let me. But, they switch, they take out the pitcher, so they bring new guys. And, the thing, we forget to win, and that's all we need.
To get out of trouble, you had two outs a couple of times that gave a couple of batters, but were able to recover. That's something you've really seen improve on this year, not letting innings get away from you. How much have you worked to keep things under control?
When we get to out, we keep doing the same we be doing. Some hitter, they make the adjustment. They know, how we're working, and they put a couple bases. But, we are still with the focus and try to keep the ball down, and, we sing all the things we have.
Giancarlo Stanton got the Marlins started with his 19th home run of the season, a solo shot in the bottom of the third. Here's Stanton after the Friday night win.
Yeah, there wasn't much hitting going on. Pitchers were on point. It was a game that any little mistakes, the other team was going to win. By the way, it was going. So, we played a solid, efficient game. Pitching was there. We did a good job.
You've had 13 of your homers here this year, and there's more going out than we've seen in previous years. Anything different going on there?
I don't know. Check the launch angles.
You all have played much better at home than you have in the past. Is there anything there where you...
Can't really test anything specific besides maybe a controlled setting. You don't got to go through twilight or any of that, but... then again, so is the other team, so I don't know.
So no explanation for it. Did it feel like a home crowd tonight to you, or was it like you were really with the fans?
No, I feel like we were pretty good tonight.
Do
The series continues Saturday afternoon. Justin Nicolino takes the mound for the Marlins against John Lester of the Cubs.